This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. We start with Wisconsin's reaction to President Biden's announcement he's leaving the race. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Going into the weekend, the number of Democratic leaders calling for Biden to resign just kept growing. One of the voices to join that chorus, Representative Mark Pocan from Wisconsin's 2nd District.
I didn't want to put out a statement. I had a private conversation with the president when he was in Madison, but I didn't intend to say anything.
All in all, more than 30 Democratic legislators ended up publicly pressuring Biden to step down.
Savannah Tomei Olson reporting. Senator Tammy Baldwin made her first statement about the situation since speculation about Biden's future began.
He also promised to be a bridge to the next generation. And we're seeing that transpire in real time before our very eyes.
Baldwin at a campaign rally yesterday in Stoughton. More reactions. Governor Evers says President Biden is a leader who's already chosen unity over division. Wisconsin Republican Party Chairman Brian Schimming says Democrats are subjecting the American people to chaos and uncertainty. Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler says President Biden will be remembered by history as one of our nation's greatest presidents. Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde says for years, Democrats have hidden the truth behind Joe Biden's condition. They were more focused on holding on to power than solving the problems our nation faces. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigns in Wisconsin tomorrow. It'll be one of her first public appearances since rising to the top of the Democratic Party ticket yesterday. Harris's office isn't saying if the latest developments mean changes for tomorrow's visit to Milwaukee. A campaign aide tells the Journal Sentinel there are no changes planned yet. June was rainy enough to get nearly all of Wisconsin out of the drought. The Wisconsin Climatology Office reports most places got at least 6 inches of rain, which is well above normal. While the drought may be over, there's been a lot of flooding and storm damage throughout Wisconsin this summer. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The big story throughout the nation today is President Joe Biden ending his re-election bid. Shortly after announcing the end of his campaign, he endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris. The big story locally, the planes are arriving. Spectators set up chairs to watch him land at Whitman Field in Oshkosh over the weekend. EAA Air Venture 2024 begins in earnest today. Pilots, campers, and aviation enthusiasts from around the world will take part in the week-long event with workshops, vendors, air shows, and more. As EAA Air Venture begins, Civic Media's Brittany Merlot reports on how the fly-in handles severe weather.
Over 10,000 airplanes are expected to land at Whitman Airport, giving it the world's busiest airport title for a good reason.
Rock your wings!
More than 13,000 sites and aircraft and drive-in camping accounted for an estimated 40,000 visitors last year. And the weather there usually turns severe, with nearly 6,000 volunteers contributing over 250,000 hours to run this event and keep us safe. A chairman for admissions to Camp Scholler says...
We have buses that are set up, and they go about every 10 minutes and fill it up.
If you're headed to Oshkosh, be sure to text OSHALERT to 1-855-485-5674 for severe weather warnings while you're there. I'm Brittany Merlot.
In the last week, gas prices have shot up over 17 cents a gallon throughout northeast Wisconsin. According to GasBuddy, a power outage at a gas refinery outside of Chicago last week impacted gas prices throughout the Midwest. Gas in Green Bay is $3.38 a gallon on average, and in Appleton it averages $3.39 a gallon. Two adults and two children are displaced, a firefighter injured, and four pets died after a fire in Fox Crossing Friday evening. The fire at the single-family home on Cold Spring Road was brought under control in 30 minutes. A firefighter was treated for heat-related injury. The American Red Cross is helping the family of four following the blaze, which remains under investigation. The number one reason for house call fires, according to Green Bay Metro Fire Lieutenant Shauna Wallish, is cooking accidents.
We have so many distractions in life, you know, phones, you know, people, you know, just there's a lot of stuff going on in life. And if you're cooking on the stove, you know, if you have to walk away even for a second, it's just turning off that dial on your stove. But yeah, we have those fires weekly.
Last year, the Green Bay Metro Fire Department responded to just under 17,000 calls. Drivers and boaters will be slightly inconvenienced when the Ray-Nitschke Bridge at Dousman and Main Streets in Green Bay undergoes maintenance today through August 9th. Bridge traffic will be open to vehicles with single-lane closures that may cause congestion. Boat traffic will have to give a two-hour advance notice for bridge operation. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Brewers sweep the Twins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers winning both games in Minnesota over the weekend, 8-4 Saturday night, in a game that went 12 innings. Yesterday, they went back and forth with the Twins. Rhys Hoskins at the plate, top of the eighth, tied at 5 apiece. The call on Roku TV.
Hoskins to left. Austin Martin back. He's at the wall. He'll jump up, and Martin can't make the play, and that is gone, a home run for Rhys Hoskins. And Milwaukee regains the advantage here late at Target Field.
The Brewers went on to win 8-7. Manager Pat Murphy.
This was a relentless victory. You know, relentless on the road. Great crowd, great atmosphere, and a really good team across the way.
Tonight, the crew opens a three-game series at Wrigley against the Cubs. NFL, the Packers' first training camp practice is today, followed by the annual shareholders meeting. Defensive lineman Kenny Clark signing a three-year extension worth $64 million. He'll earn $29 million this season. The team's still working on a deal for Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for shows to catch up on, here are some very bingeable episodics that all just received Emmy nominations. In the Outstanding Drama category are The Crown, Fallout, The Gilded Age, The Morning Show, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Shogun, Slow Horses, and Three Body Problem. In the Best Comedy category, there weren't many surprises. Nominees are Abbott Elementary, The Bear, Curb Your Enthusiasm, Hacks, Only Murders in the Building, Palm Royale, Reservation Dogs, and What We Do in the Shadows. Actors nominated in various categories include Martin Short, Bill Hader, Jeremy Allen White, and Bob Odenkirk. The Best Actress category includes Christina Applegate, Natasha Lyonne, Riley Keough, and Jenna Ortega. And in the Outstanding Talk Series category, the nominees are The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, The Daily Show, Late Night with Seth Meyers, and Jimmy Kimmel Live. They're all winners. The legendary Bob Newhart passed away last Thursday at his home in Los Angeles. His final acting role was Professor Proton, which he played on The Big Bang Theory and on Young Sheldon, and the cast remembered him fondly. Kaley Cuoco called it a dream to work with Newhart and to witness his genius, calling Newhart classy, kind, and generous. Mayim Bialik says she grew up watching Bob Newhart, and working with him was a dream come true. It's one thing to not wear deodorant, and another thing to admit to the world that you don't, such is the case with Kate Hudson, who says she goes au naturel, just like her pal Matthew McConaughey. This is really convenient on a movie set when you're not really sure which one of you stinks, and you can blame each other when the crew starts keeling over from the stench. For what it's worth, giving up deodorant is the perfect way to lose a guy in 10 days. If there is a major corporation against birth control, it is probably Netflix. The company continues to add potential viewers by the millions, having just added another 8 million viewers in the most recent earnings quarter. Yahoo News reports the streamer now has 277 million plus subscribers. Netflix reported revenue of $9.56 billion last year, which is way up from the previous year. Even though you're adding subscribers by the millions, don't let that stop you from jacking up the rates. Sometimes there's a reunion of people that is much anticipated, and then there's a reunion like the one between Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie, who are teaming up for another future forgettable reality show. The duo combined their talents to shop on camera on The Simple Life over 20 years ago, which was successful until the Kardashians hit the scene. Hilton and Richie's new show will be a reboot of the original, where every week they received a script that read, "Try to look sexy, judge others, and contribute nothing to society." For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wamba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to about 83 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the south at around 5. Tonight, partly cloudy this evening. Scattered thunderstorms late tonight, our low 65. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms. Could be a quarter to a half inch of rain with storms tomorrow and a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm.